Hey guys, welcome back to Two Sisters Unscripted. I'm Caitlin.
Hi guys, it's Megan.
And we are here with our third episode, and we are going to be discussing work-life balance. We obviously know that following the holidays, sometimes in the holidays we kind of see a dip and just different, I guess, productivity and just because the stress of the holidays. But holidays are over. We are full steam ahead into the new year, and our schedules might be kind of picking up, becoming more hectic, and we're just kind of going to discuss work-life balance, what we do, any tips or recommendations that we personally have. Obviously, you do not need to use those tips or recommendations. And of course, we're open to how you guys also balance your work-life balance and any tips or recommendations you have for us that we didn't mention.
So, yes, and when it comes to our recommendations, we are not professionals when it comes to any kind of work-life balance. We hardly have any balance in life in general.
Mm-hmm. We're two spiraling sisters.
You got it.
But yeah, I mean, going into the new year, I felt like with just my work schedule in general, it's just kind of like I didn't get any break anyways. Like, I know I had the week before Christmas, but then I jumped in and I worked like 23rd,
24th, 25th. Yeah, and then you traveled the week before Christmas. You came home to see your niece for her birthday and be there for her party, and there was no downtime for you.
Yeah, and I still feel like there isn't. But
because coming home to visit your niece and nephew are not downtime.
No, by any means. Yeah, so especially like people who are parents out there, work-life balance, I don't know how you guys do it. Right. Well, you obviously can speak more on that, because as a certified auntie, I can just be like, all right, guys, well, I'm going to go sit in silence now. But listen, you guys don't have that.
I have no silence. And I told you this, but I'll let all our listeners hear my story about how a couple weeks ago, Sean came home from work, and I said, okay, it's been one of those days I really just need to, like, go pee by myself. By myself. And I walk upstairs, and I go in the bathroom, and I sit down, and I look up, and our cat is in our shower looking at me. Like, even if I get away from the kids, there's just no alone time.
I believe that's just how it is. I believe that. Yeah, and for me, there's, you know, I try my best to have work-life balance. I think really it's still coming off the hectic year that we had in general last year.
Yeah.
And still trying to just find that motivation and find that rhythm again anyways. But I definitely have been trying to, I think last podcast I talked about how I wanted to be more like intentional with mm-hmm. my time and everything, and I think that drives into that work-life balance as well, like just trying to be more intentional with like setting what priorities I have for the day or for that week, and then also like creating boundaries too. So hey, like I have such a busy, like my long week is coming up now for work. So it's kind of like setting those boundaries of not trying to spread myself thin and doing more than I can right now, especially when I'm working, what do I work, 5 days out of the 7 coming up. So it's just trying to do that too, and not feeling guilty and setting those boundaries as well and saying like, hey, I need this time for myself and I need this time to try to navigate that. I think it's harder to create time for people. I think that's kind of where I struggle of, hey, I have work and then I have me. And then where do people fit into this?
I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I'm with the kids from the time they get up to the time they go to sleep. And then by the time the kids go to sleep, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Like, and then I have to think about, okay, it's my turn. I want to shower. I want to watch a TV show and I want to go to bed. not I want to get dressed and go see people.
Right. No, exactly. And I'm like, your kids are getting older at the point too. I can't even imagine. Oh my gosh. When like preteen and teenage years pop. Oh, because then it's like, gosh, they are going to the same bed as like we are. So it's like, what time do I get? I guess when they're in school, supposedly, maybe.
I mean, the kids right now go to bed anywhere from usually 7:30 to 8:30, depending on the day. Keegan lately has been team, I'm going to fight a nap. And he'll fight the nap, and then he'll crash at 6:30 at night. Luckily, he still sleeps like a full 12 hours, even if he skips his nap. But still, so we're up at 6:30, which is fine. Aaron goes to school for half a day. Fine. Keegan fights his nap. Fine. But then again, here I am. 7:30, 8 o'clock. I talk to you, usually. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to shower and go to bed now. Nice talking to a grown-up.
And that's questionable.
The third child.
The third child, yeah. Hey, you know, you don't really have to pay too much for me. Just those cake pops.
Oh, here we go. Back to Tarjay and the cake pops.
I know.
Full circle.
I got my rent, my car, my insurance. It's just the cake pops. But yeah, I think that's, I mean, I think it's hard. And I don't really, I feel like personally, I still am trying to figure out work-life balance. I'm still trying to figure out, one, what that means for me in every season of our life as well, you know, because it changes, and it just, one, it can change with just how we're feeling, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, being from New York, I think we're more familiar with like seasonal depression versus when
it's right here.
Maybe more so than people who might not be from an area that you do get like significant change in weather.
The winter blues.
And right, and the change of like time and sunset, sunrise, etc. But so I think that takes into account too, because sometimes in those moments you might just be trying to get up and get to work and get back, and that's like a successful day, and that's totally fine too. But I think also when I mentioned those seasons is saying not just like literal seasons, but also like what we're going through during that time too, like whether it's building new friendships or making time for the gym or just navigating like new priorities or new personal goals we might have. That like I'm trying to become a spin instructor now, so it's like, okay, well, how am I gonna balance going to, I have to go to work, I have to still keep up with my license for my job, right? And then I have to come out and I have my group fitness certification expired in July this year, and then trying to get like the spin certification as well. So it's kind of like, how do I balance that on top of still having time for myself? And then how am I still balancing like friendships, and how can I potentially add that all in, that it's almost like, I don't want it to feel like a job to balance, but I also like, how can we multitask, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how can I, you know, take a walk with my friends and then do this school, I don't know, do this certification on the side, I don't know, you know, I'll never do that, but.
Well, and not feel guilty if you say, I can't do this, like, I just can't walk today, I can't hang out today, like, there's always that guilt, like, oh, maybe I should have just done it, I haven't seen them in a while, but trying to work that in to everyday life is hard sometimes.
It is. It's just, it's also hard, too, because there's no genuine work-life balance, I feel like, if we're still not doing the things that are going to bring us joy and also bring us stress relief. And then it's kind of deciding, like, okay, what are we going to prioritize this day or this week or these first couple days? And I think that's where waters can get a little murky, too, because then it's almost, it's kind of like almost like a guilt thing too. And I have really great friends that they would absolutely never take it as such, but it's kind of this like, okay, well, who am I going to see versus not see, like, who am I going to spend time with versus not spend time with. A lot of it is going to come down to, like, with my friends, it comes down to their availability as well, you know, because it's like, this is my week, you know, these are the days I don't work, what's up, you know. But yeah, it's really difficult to navigate. And then it kind of makes me think, wow. And we all wanted to grow up when we were kids.
Well, so trying to work into work-life balance, like, I obviously, my job is a stay-at-home mom. Wouldn't trade it for the world. But before I had kids, I used to be able to just pack up and go somewhere. And now it's, we're talking about coming to see you in a couple weeks, but I have to work around my kid's school, her dance classes, like, I mean, traveling during her break, like, it's just, it's a lot, but we want to do it. Like,
yeah,
I could use some of that sunshine, North Carolina sunshine in my life right now.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cold here, too. We're about to get a foot of snow, so I'll deal with your cold.
And there's our one snippet about the weather.
Yeah. How's the weather down there? Like, two old ladies.
Well, no, our dad, we just joked and we asked our dad, we were like, oh, what should our podcast topic be this week? And he was like, the weather. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, there you go, Dad. There's our 30 seconds of the weather. Enjoy.
Boom. Snow versus no snow.
Let's see. I also wanted to talk about with balancing, like, I need to set up a better routine, like an everyday routine in my life. I want to get back to the gym, but I also don't. It's cold at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Not in that sauna.
And no, I know. Shout out to Hot Works. But when you leave that sauna, it's cold out. That walk from the sauna to the car is cold.
You got a fancy car. Turn it on.
I do. Heated seats, heated steering wheel and all. It's on. It's still not warm enough for me. You know me. I was born and made to be in southern heat. I don't know what I'm still doing in New York.
She could bask in a fire and still be cold.
Yeah. Agreed. But I do. I want to go to the gym. I want to plan more with the kids, but like you said, that seasonal depression, that those winter blues are killing me right now.
Yeah,
like, the sun goes down at 5 o'clock, I'm ready for bed by 5:30.
Same. I'm ready for bed when I'm still treating my patients. I'm like, dang, I'm tired.
It's because you don't get home till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night from working your 12 hour shifts.
No, I get home a little bit earlier than that, but it feels like it. It definitely feels like it.
One of the things I also want to bring up was eventually I'd like to go back to work. Keegan will be in school in a couple years. But right now it's hard. The reason I'm staying home is because in order for me to put him through childcare, I'd be paying them my income.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so expensive. And I love being home with the kids. I really do. I'm exhausted, but I love it. But I don't want to go to work just to pay for childcare when I can stay at home and raise him by myself. Like, not by myself. Sean's here, obviously, but he works. Sean's just making faces at me through the cameras, guys. Just ignore us. I don't know. There's a lot I want to change in my routine. But I also want it to be sunny and not snowing. We can't have everything.
It's like one of those, it's gotta dance in the rain, right? Just kidding. But, I guess in your case, make snow angels. Yeah. I think,
except it's gonna be below freezing and snowing. No, thank you. I'm over it. Bring on summer.
We got it full. We just need fall. Sorry, guys. I just yawned. We just need fall. Bring fall. Bring fall. I think really is, I'm not a parent, but I really can't imagine run, because that is a job, you know, like staying home, raising kids, like that absolutely is a job. I think if there's any mom that's listening to this, or dad that's listening to, the parent in general that's listening to this, you guys would be like, heck yeah, it's a job. Like, we have to navigate their schedule as well. Like, it's not even just navigating your own schedule, it's then navigating the kids' schedule. And you mentioned, you know, having to navigate the dance, the school, all this stuff. And that's hard. And then still trying to create new, like, schedules for yourself and get back into what it was. And I think too, I mean, this kind of ties a little into what we discussed last week with just like when we set these goals, these New Year resolutions, and then we look at social media and we're seeing, it's not all bad, right? But we're seeing a lot of like social media of like, oh, you gotta hit these goals, you gotta hit these goals. And then social media can also, social media is like not 100% real. We know this, right?
Oh yeah.
But we're seeing people who might have very similar lives to us, whether that be having children or having a demanding job or having this or having that. And we see how they're like navigating all this, right? And they make it look and seem so seamless. And I know it's not, like, we know it's not, but there's some moments where you're just kind of stuck, like, comparing to this person you don't even know, right? It could have just been like a random person that just showed up on your feed, because Instagram just does that now, which is annoying. Just like, oh, sponsored, or oh, like random people, and it's like, I don't even see my friends posts anymore. Like, at this rate, I really don't. But you're seeing like, oh, a day in the life, or oh, get ready with me in the morning, and it's just really like difficult to even navigate the work-life balance too, when you feel like, wow, well, what do they got going on that like they're figuring out, but I'm still left, you know, doing,
I should do
the same and trying.
I should do a real life reel that is what it's really like to get ready with kids in the morning, because it's not just throw the clothes on them and they appear on them. It's me yelling, Aaron, get your shoes. No, Aaron, those shoes don't match. Keegan, stop jumping on the bed. Like, it's not easy. It's fun sometimes, but it's not easy to have a work-life balance. I mean, especially as a parent. And I know for you, I mean, just working the hours you work, it's not easy for you to have a work-life balance. No. It's something we really have to work hard at, even though you feel like it should just come naturally.
I feel like we should move.
Move.
Just like out
somewhere in our house? Or like, are we in the wrong room?
No, like, we should move out of the States.
Bags are packed.
Fly away. The reason why...
Listen, anyone that really knows me knows that if I pack my bags, Ireland, I'm coming home, because I'll be there.
No, the reason why I said that too is like, as I'm being in the workforce and doing this, and I love what I do. My hours are tough. I love what I do though. Like, I love helping people. It is something that brings me a lot of joy. And granted, I have some patients that, you know, are just mean or whatever.
Make it difficult.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, make it difficult. But most of my patients are really just very grateful, and acknowledging that as well, you know, and expressing that. But I think what's like more that I'm realizing is that I don't want to just like spend my life working. And I feel at this point, like, I'm 29, and it's not like I'm super old. I'm also not like super, super young. I'm young, I know, but like, I'm not like in my teenage years or early 20s anymore. But I don't want to be, and I think our generation is also like feeling this way too, and knowing this, I think that's gonna be a whole different topic. I feel like
I know. I'm holding on. Let me get my pen.
Like, we're millennials, we're Gen Ys, right? And I just feel like our generation is like effed. Like, we're the generation that's effed, right? Like, we, and every generation was probably gonna say that, but like, I just think we're like effed, right? So, but aside from that, we have like boomers and Gen X's that are like, well, I pull myself up in the strap boots and I worked and blah, 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 blah. But it's like so different because it was during a time when like when you're working, you're actually seeing yourself like rise through these ladders or like go up and like get increases and wages and just kind of see like seem it to be like more worth it because you're like, okay, I'm getting my salary or my hourly increased and that can then reciprocate back to my home life. And then that can also like make it a little bit less challenging at home because, you know, there's just other things that are happening. And I think it's just so, it's us now realizing like we don't want, but at the same time, they dedicated a lot of time to work too, right?
Yeah.
Different cultures, but they dedicated a lot of time. And I think us, like we're realizing like we don't want to, we want to enjoy our life because then when we get to the age that they're at, we're not bitter telling people, pull yourself up from the bed, like the bootstraps and work, work, work. Like, we want to enjoy our life. We don't want to work our entire life, then retire and then get sick.
Yeah.
And then we can't even enjoy anything because.
I mean, look at our grandmother. Like, she worked 40, almost 45 years for the state, retired with all these plans to enjoy it, and then got sick.
Right.
I don't want to be like that.
No. And like, when I say this, y'all, it really is not a shade to anybody. Like, if people, there are people who genuinely, they're like, work, we love it. And that's awesome, right? If that's what you want, I'm here for it. I'm here for it, boo. Just make sure we have a little self-care so we're not, like, super stressed out, right? But I think it's us realizing that we don't want our life to just be surrounded by work. And yeah. Our identity to be work. And I think that's what it is. And I'm coming to realize, like, when people are like, oh, tell me about you. Not like anyone has ever asked me that recently. They have. But, like, recently, it's not like people have asked me that. I really haven't met new people. But, oh, tell me about yourself. Oh, I'm an occupational therapist. It's, like, the first thing we say, you yeah. know? Like, oh,
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Or I'm a stay-at-home mom, right. So it's, like, the first thing we say. And I just don't want that to, like, that's a big part of my identity, of course. You know, like,
we But it's know. Not your identity. It's not your whole identity.
Exactly. And it's been, I think that's where I'm at now, where I'm trying to find, I really am. And honestly, if y'all listen to this and have, like, any feedback or recommendations on how, like, I'm genuinely am sitting here trying to find that balance, right? Because I don't want that to be my identity. I don't want that. It's a big, big part of who I am. And there's for a plethora of reasons, right? Of like just growing up and everything. Like, this is a big part of who I am. And I'm really proud to be an OT. I'm proud to help people. And
we're proud of you too, kiddo.
But I think it's so much, like, I want my life to be so much more than that. Like, I want to.
I mean, like, I get it. One of the reasons that I love staying home with the kids is because they're only my babies for so long. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to grow up. They're going to go on. I get to be here and enjoy. I got to see both of their first steps, their first words. Like, I got to be home for all of it. And I don't know. Part of me wants to go back to work just to be around other adults during the day, but.
That's fair. But then it's kind of like, okay, but are we finding friends at work?
No.
Right. Like, I do have friends from my job. So if anyone from my job, which probably not, because I really haven't, like, sent this to anybody in my job, but because I'm like, should they do that? All right. But some people from my job follow me on Instagram. But I did send this to, one of my friend, I call her a friend. I do work with her and, we work out together too, but it's also kind of like, it's different, like, being around people, but then it's also like, how much do I want to see you guys? You know, because it's like, oh, I see you at work, and then I leave, and it's like, yeah. See you again, you know? And on top of that, I think that's also different because to some extent, we're still reserved Like, we're still reserved ourselves when we're at work. And it's like, can you be your true self and, like, be who you really are outside of work with people you work with? So then it's like, you're hanging out with people at work, but then work-life balance, but you're really not balancing it because you're putting on this, like, work aura, for lack of better terms. But yeah,
there's only so much you can talk about when it comes to work. And if you see your coworkers outside of work, you're still just talking about the same things. And
or you're just like, you don't want to talk about like genuine real stuff because you're like, I'm a psycho, right? So you're like, I'm crazy. They're going to realize I'm crazy. Or like, they're, I mean, everyone, like, I curse like quite a bit, right? So it's like, oh my God, they're going to go. And yeah.
We've been pretty good this episode. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, because I've been trying to be mindful. You know, Dad's going to end up coming at me talking about, why are you talking like that at the podcast? They don't need to hear all that. That's what he's going to say. I know he is.
Hi, Dad.
But you know, it's unscripted, so why not? But yeah, I mean, I feel like this episode kind of was just running in circles, because who really does have a work-life balance? And if you guys do, I mean, that's incredible. And please give us some tips, some cues. If you guys have just any general, like, tips that you want to shout out to us, DM us. Let us know. Let us know what you do. Comment on our Spotify. I don't know if Apple does it, but Spotify does comments now. So comment there. Let us, let us know what works for you, or what you're trying to kind of figure out in this work-life balance journey. And, you know, we're right along with y'all, because clearly we don't got it together.
I just want to, before we wrap this up, shout out the Buffalo Bills and Bills Mafia, because we are recording this on Sunday and Bills are playing Baltimore in a couple of hours, and I'm here for it. Let's go, Buffalo.
I hope this ages well.
We might have to scratch this and redo a whole episode.
I hope this ages well. But, you know, I'll support Buffalo, too, being from New York. So
you better. Let's go.
I will. It's New York Giants, Mom. But I'm not going to lie, I really don't watch football like that, because I don't really have the cable like that, right? So I only stream stuff. But and then Vikings for Dad, right, which was sad. And now, and now we have this. But, yeah, and also Unrivaled basketball. If y'all been watching, that's pretty dope. But before we wrap up,
Notre Dame plays Monday.
Ohio, they play Ohio.
Oh, by the time this airs, the game will be over. So let's
go. Who knows? We root for Notre Dame, though. But one final shout out, Miss Megan here is turning the best number 32.
Ooh,
it's like such a good number. And I don't know why it's like my favorite number, 32. It's a good number. I feel a good year coming on.
Well, our grandfather was born in 1932, and he was amazing. And then you wore 32 as a basketball number for quite some time.
That was like all the way through high school, yeah.
But thank you. Oh, yeah. By the time you got – no, this airs the day before my birthday. So.
It does, yeah. Her birthday is January 22nd, y'all. So if you hear this, if you know her, don't know her. I don't know yet. Well – tell me, I'm not, I really personally know her, but you can shout her out. Be like, happy birthday, ho. All right.
On that note.
First of all, you said you haven't been spicy, so there we go. You know, spice. But, all right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. And we hope that you guys have a great week. Do something that brings you joy. And
try to balance that work-life craziness, because and then if it works, let us know what works.
Right, for real. Let us know. Fill us in. We're learning. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a wonderful week.